the prickly bush. I'm never getting it anymore.
So I watched the basketball game last night between a little bit of Rutgers and Tennessee, the women's final.
Yeah, Tennessee won last night, seventh championship for Pat Summitt. I, man, they beat Rutgers by 13 points.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, man,
that's some nappy-headed hoes. 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 Nappy-headed hoes.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
Now, there is white racism out there. Much of it is on the left. Where the plantation mentality still resides.
But you know, back to your question of scared, you have to ask yourself, the first black man is running for president and nobody's afraid of him because everybody's afraid of Hillary.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Singing a song in my head here during the break. Barack, the magic Negro,
His books about his family. His father was married at least three times while married to his mother, Barack Obama's mother. So he was a polygamist, but the media do nothing about that when they're beating up Mitt Romney like a rented mule over it.
Magic Negro. And the prospect he offers of being the first black president in the country. But it's clear that Obama also is running for an equally important unelected office in the province of the popular imagination, the Magic Negro.
He said it was not in Madrasa, but that they did teach the Quran, and they did teach that Jews are pigs.
Let's cut to the chase. Go get an old-fashioned auction block. And put it in the town square. Put it somewhere where it looks like it's real. And just bring all these black people up there and auction them off and find out who it is that sells for the highest price.
That's a nappy-headed hose.
Oh, the prickly bush breaks my heart full of sorrow. And if ever I'm out of the prickly bush, I'll never get in it anymore.
Thank you for listening.